Ads on Hold is proud to present jazz legends of the past 30 years. With me is a man who has worked with a slew of jazz legends throughout his career, Marty Ashby, Vice President of the Manchester Craftsman's Guild, an executive producer of MCG Jazz, and an accomplished musician. When did you first realize you wanted a career in music?
I grew up in a musical family. From the time I was 7 years old, I knew that I was going to be a musician. When I was seven, I got the mumps, which is something that we don't get anymore. And at the time, back then, you stayed home from school for 2 weeks because you were so contagious. And my dad had a music store. He was a musician. And he didn't go into the music store until mid-afternoon. So he said, well, you're going to be home with me for 2 weeks. You want to learn how to play the guitar. And those 2 weeks, I learned how to play the guitar. And since then, I never put it down. And, you know, we had a family band. My dad played guitar and accordion. My mom played bass. My older brother played drums. And my younger brother played trombone. And we were the Ashby family, kind of like the Partridge family, but a little hipper music, I'd like to think. And we did that. I never had a summer job. It was playing music from the time I was 7 years old.
You're originally from New York, right?
Yeah, I grew up in central New York, a little town called Baldwinsville, just outside of Syracuse.
And from there, I understand you went to the Ithaca College music program.
Yeah, I only had 3 years of high school because I was fortunate to do pretty well in academics. And I knew I wanted to go into music, so I graduated high school early and went to Ithaca College to study with Steve Brown, a guitar player that I had met on one of the All-States. He was the conductor, and I said, wow, I want to play like you. And I got the Chuck Mangione Scholarship at Ithaca College and spent, you know, 4 or 5 years there learning about the music, but also learning about the business side of the music. When I was there, I started producing jazz festivals and things like that because, quite frankly, I was tired of playing in smoky bars. By the time I got to college, I'd done, you know, so many gigs, I was really sick and tired of music being the background or playing in a smoky little jazz club. So I started producing jazz festivals so that my band could warm up for the big stars. And I thought it was not only a dignified way to enjoy jazz, but also my ticket to stardom. I was confused, but it was a great experience anyways.
Tell us about the Manchester Craftsman's Guild.
The Manchester Craftsman's Guild Bidwell Training Center is a model for arts training and vocational training and music presentation that has now been replicated in 6 other cities in the country, and there's about 8 other cities under contract to do the same. The centers are up and running in Cleveland and San Francisco and Grand Rapids and Cincinnati and New Haven, Connecticut, and there's a variety of other cities that are under contract to replicate what we're doing in the training programs for vocational training and the work that we do with fundamentally inner city kids in the arts.
And I understand you're the vice president and executive producer.
I'm the executive producer for MCG Jazz and the founder. I wandered in the building 26 years ago. It had just been completed. And in those days, Bill Strickland still gave all the tours. And he gave me a tour because I'd heard about him and came over here. And we ended up in the music hall, and Bill said, we built the music hall to do jazz concerts because jazz saved my life, but I don't know anything about jazz concerts other than the fact that it's great music. And I said, well, Mr. Strickland, we need to talk. Just start our 26th season. So I program all the concerts, raise the money, produce the records, play on a lot of the records. It's been a fantastic run, and we've got a lot more music to make.
And you have the distinct pleasure of having won several Grammy Awards. Tell us about that.
We've won 5 Grammy Awards from our little label, what was a burnt-out industrial park when the building was built. The thing about that is that the artists that we work with are of such quality that the music really speaks for itself. And we've been fortunate to stay current with the technology and with some of the producing and arranging skills that we have as part of our team to stay relevant in the music industry at that level. It's a big honor to play up there, I'll tell you that much.
We're so pleased to present these memories along with the very best in jazz for the holidays. Ads on Hold, thanks Marty Ashby, Joe Negri, Nancy Wilson, MCG Jazz. Happy holidays to you and yours from all of us here.